Am I in both your ears?
Speak.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
You're also in both of my ears.
You are now in my ears.
Cool.
Thanks for that, Tayson.
That's where I want to be, man.
Yeah. If best friends aren't in each other's ears on
both of them
every
day,
then you're not really best friends. That's the saying.
That is what they say. That's what we're saying right now. All right.
Official. Official best friends test on Random.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we should do that. We should put that together, like one of those ultimate best friend quiz. Whatever. Yeah.
Those are so stupid.
Yeah.
Just all those BuzzFeed tests. Mm-hmm. Crazy times.
People just want to figure out who they are, man. You know, whether that's in the form of.
Whether that's a Harry Potter character or Pokemon, you know?
It's, yeah. Or it's, like what color they like their shoes to be on the inside. You know,
for sure.
It's a wide variety of angles that BuzzFeed is taking.
Lots of angles.
Anyways.
Episode 41.
Hey, everybody. This is Random Talk. Hope you like it. My name is Tayson. The other voice you're hearing is Matthew. I'm trying to come up with something better to like also introduce you at the same time. But
we could try again.
I haven't quite. But maybe next week I'll come up with something.
Maybe next week.
We'll be on YouTube next week, and That usually warrants a different.
Hopefully we're on YouTube.
Yeah.
Unless something.
Imagine.
Episode 41. Tayson, thanks for hopping back on for 41 episodes, man.
Yeah, man. Special guest, 41 episodes in a row.
New record here on Random Talk. You could break it next week.
I guess it's 51, but...
That's true. We forgot to mention that last episode was our 50th ever, like, total episode.
Yeah, that's true.
NRT, baby.
I'm kind of glad we didn't bring that up, because I that's a lot to handle for me, in my very small brain. Anyways, this episode is coming out on the 26th of October, which means Halloween is in just a couple of days, Matthew. And it's not that we care so much about Halloween that like we feel like we gotta like bring it up or talk about it or dedicate an episode to it or whatever, but it's just kind of been made a big deal already by the rest of the world. So we're just kind of doing our part here, but we're not gonna sit on this for too long.
It'll break. It's one of those double stripe in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, we're some fat birds. We're gonna break a branch. Anyways, do you have any like good idioms like off the top of your head that you like to use like often?
Give me an example.
like my favorite one that I discovered recently was like, you know, when something like makes sense, when you're like, instead of being like, oh, that makes sense, you can say like, the brain cells are kissing. That's my new favorite one to show that, like, you know, they're working, things are going good, things are making sense, you know.
They're kissing.
Brain cells are kissing.
Kissing each other.
But yeah. I mean, maybe like a two bird, one stone.
Oh, is that what an idiom is?
Yeah, that's more of a classic type of thing. I don't know what the... I'll get a Google certified definition for you to see if that sparks anything.
Thank you.
Let's see. An idiom is a group of words established by usage as having a meaning. Basically, it's...
Thanks, Google.
That's a mouthful. It's an expression that just like...
But it's not like a metaphor. So it doesn't use that's a simile.
That is a simile.
Like an as.
Yeah. Anyways.
Unfortunately, I only go to school to teach math, not do English. So I don't really have any good answers for you.
It's okay. I guess,
but my
maybe...
brain cells are kissing each other too. I can feel it.
Yeah,
a lot of love up in the air.
That's good. That's good. Shout out to our Valentine's Day special coming. Never. This is the not so special Halloween special. We're just gonna coin it that.
Let's
come up with something better. if we can, because I don't know if there is anything better. Ha 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 ha. Anyways, that's my laugh that I do when things are funny. But yeah, sorry, we're a little all over the place here, but
that's okay.
This is season 2, episode 41. The
Trey Lyles episode. That's yeah, the first person I thought sure of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shout out to him for getting us. Who was it, Donovan? Or
oh Rudy? Yeah, it was Donovan.
It was Donovan. Yeah.
But
that's all.
Also, shout out to
Dirk.
Yeah, I was gonna say Captain Dirk, but I didn't know if that was like a thing that I was just like making up, or if that was like an actual thing. It doesn't sound like an actual thing.
I don't think it's a...
But shout out to Captain Dirk Nowitzki, Captain of my ship. Yeah, episode 41, man. We are excited to be here. Let's go ahead and cue that intro music.
Let's go.
That was the what's the point thing.
We haven't done one of those in a while. What's the point of Halloween?
Yeah, good question.
What's the point?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We're just going to get right into this Halloween chatter.
Halloween chitty chatty. Chitty bang bang.
Something I really don't like about Halloween. And I'm just, speak we're kind of, we're, you know, we're kind of just airing out mm-hmm. some dirty laundry here.
Mm.
I just don't like.
Is that an idiom?
I guess. No. I think that's more of a metaphor. I don't know.
Okay.
Either way, something I really don't appreciate about Halloween. My nay of the day, you could Ooh, say, is that like what you're trying to make spiders like festive and like cool and like in, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I can't get behind that. No, like no matter how much candy you want to feed me, no matter how much whatever, I draw the line there, man. Like I can't walk through any neighborhood without like just giant spiders on top of houses and stuff, and it's like, well, what's going on here, man? It's a takeover.
Oh,
literally,
man.
But yeah, I mean, I remember one year for Halloween, my mom had a great idea to make like a really big one out of like
a big spider,
yeah, out of like big garbage bags. And I don't remember how she like filled them up or whatever, but she did, and yeah, it was probably absolutely huge. Yeah, probably. And she like we like taped it to the ceiling.
Oh,
so it was
in
just
the house?
Like yeah. So oh, it was just like up there all the time, and for probably like a week before Halloween. And I mean,
in the house too.
I've expressed my great. I mean, even like I don't know. I'm kind of going off on a little rant here, but
that's
I just can't do it. I cannot
Mm-mm.
like stomach it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was like the only do you put out like Halloween decorations
more so on the interior yeah. side of things, but I mean maybe we'll have like a I don't know like a cone or something as
just a
boo
cone.
I don't know.
Yeah, we only yeah. In our house, we only have those cute Halloween pumpkins and like
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I've never had a spider hanging up on my
yeah, no,
except for
I
the
don't
real
know.
Ones that
I don't,
scare me
yeah,
in the shower.
I don't know what she was thinking there. I just
Sheesh.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I
listen, I'm a chasing really.
I'm not. Yeah,
come on.
I don't. Yeah, I don't have like an innate fear of many things. I've kind of. You know, come to a place where I'm just like pretty chill with the way the world is at this point. I feel like I kind of get it, but something about those little guys, man. I just
there was
I know we talk about this literally every single week.
We do. It's a theme
I'm gonna
on the
keep
show.
Saying it. because
it's been a theme since season one.
Because they just keep coming back in my life, and I just need to keep reminding them to stay out,
bro. Dude. Especially like now, aren't spiders like seasonal?
I think so.
I think they are. I'm seeing more and more of them now. But when
it's getting cold outside.
They want to come in.
They want to sneak into the warmth.
Yeah, maybe.
Those little buggers.
Those stupid buggers. Anyways. That's our live student audience for today. Is tasteless.
Yeah. Just me. I'm here live.
No, but when we went down to St. George, there was like this little park area that had these like fun like scarecrows you could go and like see that people like put up, like companies put up as mm-hmm. you like walk through this trail.
Yeah.
And one of these it's not a scarecrow, but it was a spider that they made that like was so huge. Like, you know those pool noodles?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like the pool noodles as the legs, like twice as big. It was hairy too, bro. Like, they covered it in every inch. Why? Of this hair.
Ew.
It was so creepy. So creepy.
Where do you even
I thought of you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Where do you even get? Well, okay, here's the thing. I am not going to throw anybody under the bus, but there was somebody who I follow on Instagram because I like to, you know, be, I like to be, you know, socially connected with this person, right? Again, no open diss here. I've contacted them separately and let them know how I feel about things.
Through email, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's more formal through email.
But just randomly, I was just going through Instagram stories, you know, like you do. I'm just going. I don't even care.
Speed running.
And then all of a sudden, oh boy, this is not even a Halloween episode. This is a Taste and Hate Spiders episode. It was just like this video of like, I don't know what kind of spider it was. I don't care. I'm not a spiderologist, as we've talked about. But what did I say? Arachneologist? Anyways.
Sure.
It was just a video of a spider just like crawling all up and down everybody's business. And I think the little like, they put like a little word and it was like a little sticker. It was like, cutie or whatever. I'm like, bro, no! You don't. You're confused. That's not.
I hate
that. That's not what that is. And it scared me. It genuinely scared me because I was going by. It's just like, you know, people posting about, I don't know, what do people even post about? Just like stuff on their story, whatever. And then all of a sudden, boom, eight legs in my face.
Eight legs in your
also,
face.
Not to mention, last night I had a terrible dream.
Oh no,
bro! Dude. I was swimming in this lake, and I had like these dogs. Like with me, like two dogs on either side of me. No, one dog on either side of me, but two dogs total. And we were just like swimming back to the land. And then all of a sudden there was a huge spider on the freaking shore.
Bro, you're going through something right now.
I know. I'm traumatized. And then I was like, oh crap, two dogs. That's what I called them.
Yeah,
two dogs. We need to flip around and go back to the other shore. And the dogs were like, okay.
Hey, dog.
So we turn around and we were swimming. And then the spider jumped in the lake and started swimming after us, bro.
Mm-mm.
And literally, I'm not even kidding. I mean, we've talked about like lucid dreams and we've talked about, you know, controlling dream, whatever. We get to the point where I'm at the edge of the lake. I'm about ready to jump out. Spider is gaining on me, bro. Spider is hauling across this lake, okay? And then
Michael
I'd
Phelps
like,
here.
Literally, I turn around to a very fun surprise. And then literally, it scared me so bad. It like jolted the life back into me. I could have been in like a coma and it probably would have awoken me from my slumber. It was terrible. It was the worst. And then, I don't know. And then I like get up to go like, you know, like play basketball or whatever. And I'm like going and I'm, you know, walking, taking
this
my
is real
store.
Life.
But yes, this
okay.
We are back in the real
in the realm of
woken
world
here. Yeah, and by the way, as I was on this walk, I realized, you know, I talk a lot of crap about fall, you know, how it's just not really my time. I don't really like it. You know, I'm not a big Halloween guy. It is a pretty cool looking time of year.
Yeah, like, bro. It's so
like,
amazing.
Like the sunrise was all cool. And
The sunrise today?
Dude. And the trees were popping. And I was walking by somebody's fence that was like painted orange. And I'm not even traditionally a huge fan of that, but it was popping. It was going. I was like, ooh-wee. And then all of a sudden, turn a corner, bro. Somebody's fence. They got this big pipe cleaner spider staring right at me, bro. I can't get away. I'm living in an absolute nightmare right now.
Dude, they're popping up everywhere.
To be fair, I'm kind of lucky in the sense that I haven't been seeing too many like actual spiders. Just like haunting me in my dreams and everywhere I go outside. But like in my room, for example, I'm chilling, you know? I mean, of course I say that. And then probably as soon as we get off this, I'm going to like turn around and get eaten. Never be heard from again.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
You might not be on next episode.
Yeah. You're gonna have to find a new special guest.
I guess this is the spire show because
we're all
guilty of bringing cups down to our room, you know? And you just have a collection of cups.
Oh,
and so
yeah, it's a problem.
My bed is like right against the wall, so I like put my nighttime cup, you know, right it on my bed frame.
I really enjoy the pleasant thought that you have a designated nighttime cup.
Oh
that
yeah, dude.
Just
there's
sounds
a
really
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in my room right now. I
oh no!
But yeah, the top of my bed is just some, you know, once a week it's just filled, and then I you know recycle them or as take them and then change them out and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As I'm, you know, making my weekly cleanup of cups, I'm like gathering them, get to this one cup at the end of like my row of cups.
Yeah,
there's a spider in it, bro.
It's
half full of water, but the spider's like above the water, like just built a web in the cup.
Oh wow!
And I like picked it up, saw it. Almost dropped the cup, which almost dropped on my bed, you know. So now I could have, you know, wet my bed in a different way.
You would have had to get a whole new bed at that point.
I'm going to burn that bed now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, please don't let me drop this. Please don't let me drop this. Because even if it moves just a little bit, even the leg just twitches, I'm going to drop it because I could get scared, bro. I'm going to go, and freak out. And I didn't drop it, thank goodness. But I took it out to the sink, and I like pour the water out, and I'm shaking this whole time, guys. I'm
water splashing out on me.
Yeah. I pour the water out, but it like the spire is just stuck on its web. It's not coming out.
I mean, hey, if we've learned anything over the past year and a half, we've learned that Matthew spiders and water is like the craziest combination of all time.
I need a
disaster.
I need to retell that story more.
Just like in your personal life. Please do.
I the spire's just stuck hanging on this cup, and I just chuck the cup into the sink, and then the spire like bounces off, and I drown it. So,
gosh,
man, let's move on from spiders.
Anyways,
bro. I hate it.
Hey, tell you what, there's a whole lot to talk about that has to do with Halloween that isn't spiders.
You're right.
So let's go ahead and focus on that for the remainder.
Hold on, shout out Isaac Peterson, former guest on the pod. Check out that episode a couple times ago. His yay of the day was autumn leaves, which reminded me of like your
definitely. Honestly, as I was like looking at everything, like the sunrise and whatever else, I was like, dang, if Isaac didn't say that, bro, I was about ready to write it down. And just,
I know, dude.
Just the whole ambiance of
great yay of the day right there. One of the best we've had on the show.
Just like nature, man. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like people. We've like made some like really cool stuff, but I feel like there's just something different about like the stuff we maybe haven't touched as much. You're anyways,
right. Nature boy, this thought of the day.
Halloween. Okay.
Halloweeny.
First question. This one's kind of a quick hitter, but I feel like it's it's almost like a. Oh my gosh, it's like an essential question. So let's say you know, flashback to those trick-or-treating times. I mean, I'm
trick-or-treat.
I suppose those could not be over.
I haven't gone in the last like 3 years, so maybe they're over for me.
So let's say we're flashing back to whenever that was for you specifically, and I mean, I guess I'll go, but
sure.
When you're, I mean, you're, you know, knocking on the door, you're sitting there waiting in anticipation. What do you hope to see, like, in that bowl or whatever?
In the bowl.
Like what kind of candy specifically are you just, I need some of that.
I think it's, of course, you got to go with the full-size candy bars if they have them. Mm-hmm. You know, those houses come in clutch. Sometimes there's those mini sodas, you know, in those tiny soda cans. Those come in clutch.
Yeah.
You always go with the bigger ones first, you know. But if there's none, second choice. Maybe it's just like the social anxiety of just not taking too long. So I'm just grabbing a handful. I'm not looking too. Or picking.
For sure. But
if no one's behind me and like maybe I know the person, you know, at the door, maybe I'll take a little longer. Yeah. But I like the candies that take a little longer to consume, like the Gobstoppers.
Oh, or like the Lemon Heads. Okay.
You know, those tiny individual wrapped ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, those I like those ones.
Okay.
Other than that, just like take a handful and hopefully I get some goodies in there.
Just,
you know what I mean?
Just reach in and hope for the best. Which
yeah.
Boy, is that a common theme. for me, I think, I mean, really for the most part, it's kind of hard to go wrong, especially if we are, you know, flashing back to like those fun dips.
I had way too many fun dips this week.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, great road trip snack.
Yeah, and just for sure. I mean, hey, they're fun.
And you dip them.
But yeah, I think
Nerds, that's my answer. Nerds. I'm going for the nerds every time.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry to cut you off, but
no, nerds, it's okay. Man, I'm glad you have an official like nominee. You know, nerds. Okay,
that's my first round pick.
Okay, but I think for me, especially if we're going. Like back to like my prime trick or treating days. I think, I mean, you know, like you said,
you're
obviously,
racking up 30,
I'm just
40, 50 pounds, you know, pillowcases.
Of course. I think honestly, I was never really big into like the more time consuming ones. I can definitely, I mean, now, you know, that I'm just like, I just have, you know, more common sense. I can see why maybe I can understand the appeal behind those. But I think, you know, at the time it was just more of just like a
gimme.
You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, I mean, really just anything I can get my
phalanges
tiny,
on.
tiny little phalanges on.
Yep.
But you made a lot of great points. I'm just thinking like I'm looking for the biggest bar I can find. I'm looking for the, you know, man, probably
Dum Dums are also like a great choice.
Definitely. I feel like those are a bit of a wild card just because you get so much of the same, like, oh, here's a Kit Kat. Oh, here's a, or, you know, this is kind of, I don't want to say it's like a cop out answer, but I have mentioned them recently on the show. I'm going to say the little packs of Skittles just because, like, through and through, they've always been so near and dear to my heart.
You can't go wrong with the little bag of Skittles.
But I think Halloween specifically, Halloween, I really think of, like, those Reese's, like, the pumpkins, you know what I mean? Those, I always felt like I ended up with a lot of those. So I don't know if I was like subconsciously grabbing those or if everybody just had them.
Laffy Taffies.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
My mom always took those away from me because she didn't want us eating Laffy Taffies. I'm like, I want a Laffy Taffy it up.
Because no Laffy in your taffy.
Yeah, we were, in our house, it was like no Laffy in this house.
Only serious taffy.
I think taffy.
I think for me, I mean, if you're going nerds, I'm gonna go Skittles just because if we're being honest, Skittles are just
slightly bigger
nerds.
The sour Skittles are just normal Skittles.
I mean, I'm not gonna spit them in your face and like
call you
that name if you give them to me. But I'm gonna say
please don't do that anyways.
Yeah, for sure. I remember my sister was always a big sour Skittle fan, and for some reason that just never sat right with me. And I was like, you know what? I obviously just can't like the same Skittles as her. So I'm going to go ahead and do my own thing. But yeah, I mean,
Smarties is also a great one.
Smarties is a good one. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of some here. You know, this might be an underdog. Okay. This might be an underdog.
Okay.
But those little pouches of pretzels, bro, that are shaped in pumpkins. Like, I know that's not candy. That's not like your favorite, but like, you know, those pretzels I'm talking about.
I think so. Yeah.
So good.
So good. I'm gonna nominate
candy. Get some pretzels in there.
I love Skittles, you know, through and through. I think they've probably been my most consistent enjoyed candy. But I think if I'm taking a more traditional bar, like chocolate specifically, yeah, I'm going to say 100 grand, bro. I feel like that's not like the most obvious thing, but
go-to bar, Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
I used to be all over. I mean, I'm like every trip to anywhere you could have went that had them, I was begging and pleading.
Butterfinger shakes, man, so good.
Dang, I forgot about Butterfingers. Yeah, you just like unlocked a whole like canal of like childhood. I'm not gonna like steal that just because you said or whatever, but I'm gonna say like honorable mention, bro, Butterfingers.
Airheads. Airheads
are pretty good, actually. Weirdly enough, because like, what even is Airhead? You know,
It's just sugar, man.
It's just sugar.
Especially but the white.
Pretty good.
The white Airheads.
Like the mystery flavor. Yeah.
Whew.
What is the mystery?
I was always trying to trade for the caramel apple suckers.
Oh yeah,
those are great.
Yeah,
and the butterscotch candies.
Yeah,
clutch, man, clutch.
What
makes me want to go out this year? get some goodies.
I'm ready to go trick or treating this weekend.
Let's keep going here on our childhood trick or treating experiences.
Okay,
what was like your go to costume? Do you have one that like you wore every year, or like was there one that like you wanted to change it up every year?
I tried to switch it up. In terms of like my best trick or treating memory,
mm-hmm,
was probably fifth grade. I went as Carlos Boozer. Yep.
Let's go. Respect.
My guy, you know, had the man, that was so cool.
That's clutch.
Had the beard going and everything. I want to see
a picture. Hey, Jason's mom, if you have a picture, let me know.
Had the capacity to grow a beard when I was at 10 years old.
Yeah.
That was probably good. I don't know if my costume had anything to do with how well that trick or treating experience went, or it was just a happy coincidence, but either way, I mean, any chance I can get, I'm gonna shout out Carlos Boozer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Were you?
That's my boy.
Anyways, you more of a pillowcase guy or a pumpkin guy?
I'd say historically, probably if I'm just like averaging it out, yeah, I'm saying I'm probably leaning more towards a pillowcase, just because like, I've got a lot of pillowcases, and true, I don't see any pumpkins.
Where are the pumpkins?
I'm looking around. I don't see any. But yeah, probably. I mean, obviously, you know, the maximum capacity is a lot more appealing when you're dealing with something like a big pillowcase.
The pillowcase is kind of got annoying though, like because it's all so heavy, sure, and then like, sure, you have this whole like 3 feet of just pillowcase that's not any candy. So you have to hold it like two hands, wrap it around your back.
Yeah.
Then they like, you get those hard candies that hit you. And
there were definitely some major pitfalls to it, but I think ultimately it was just kind of like
it was worth it though. Like,
just a convenience thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it probably ended up weighing more than me by the end of the night. So.
probably, man.
Big W's.
Big W. Was your mom, or was your parents the type of like people to hide your candy or like limit it the day after?
I'd say they were pretty chill with it. I mean, there was always like kind of the, hey, you know, don't like kill yourself or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other than that, I mean,
don't kill yourself.
I mean, I was, I mean, not that I like grew up as like a dietitian or whatever, but I was pretty conscious of what was going on. I mean, that's not even true. I just kind of stopped when I wasn't hungry anymore. But,
yeah, my parents always put the pumpkins up like the highest shelf in the pantry. And we'd have to like sneak our way out.
I think that's the problem with me, you know, because I was born at 5'9". That like
round, if you round up at 6 feet, so doctor was shocked. Yeah, Cameron Anderson, man.
Gosh. Shout out to you. So naturally just kind of like the more I grew, couldn't really hide a whole lot from me. Cause I was yeah.
Oh man. I'm just gonna throw questions at
go,
you here. Just,
yeah, go off.
Did you go out with friends more or family more? Trick or treating.
I mean, there definitely was.
Balance the averages out.
Yeah, there definitely was a switch
where it was. There's like, always a switch.
Yeah, where it was like family. Hey, maybe I go with my friends. Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep going with my friends.
Be home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, of course.
When it gets dark.
I don't remember when the switch took place, but I never looked back.
Yeah,
man, it like what an interesting. We should go, you know.
we should go trick or treating. Nothing to dress up as. Maybe that's my problem. I haven't been in like 3 years, bro.
Exactly.
Go like how I am right now, just t-shirt.
What have you been doing recently for the Halloweens?
For the Halloweenies?
Costume wise.
Oh, costume wise?
Yeah.
Nothing.
But like
I just go out bare naked. Like that's my costume.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matthew's going as a nudist this year. But like
I'm a streaker this Halloween.
But like if we go back to the last time that there was like a definitive costume. And then, like, you know, maybe that in a couple of years prior. Just, like, what was kind of the go-to?
I can't remember the last time. My go-to as a kid was we always had this pirate costume.
Okay.
And so I always had, like,
I mean,
the
always
pants, pirate booty tasting.
Fiending for the booty.
And we had an eye patch and then, like, the shirt. I just remember the shirt and the pants were just so comfortable. Maybe that's why I just really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So I had... My go-to is a pirate. When I was still like a taller baby, we had this cow costume that I would wear. Mm-hmm. I probably have a picture of it. I'll send it to you later.
Thanks.
But yeah, that was probably my go-to. I can't remember the last time.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like middle school, beginning of high school, you go out with your buddies, you know, and like they would be dressed up. And I would not be dressed up, so it was just so annoying that like everyone at the door, well, what are you supposed to be? Just like, this is what I get for not dressing up.
I'm just stupid.
I'm just me.
Hey man, I mean what a me to be, you know?
What a me to be.
I'll go as you this year.
I'll go as you though.
Okay. Uh-huh. That'd be pretty fun. yeah, let's do our next episode as each other.
Let's just carry our microphones and say, hey, this is the Rem Talk Podcast.
It's instead of trick or treating, we'll just barrage the children with questions about our podcast that we don't know anything about.
I almost plugged the show when I was like taking this kid out to do not taking him out. That sounds bad. Took him out in the hallway.
I was real curious where that was
do
going.
Do some reading tests, you know. And I'm like, hey, like, how did your fall break go? And I just listened to this podcast. You know, I'm like, you just listened to it the whole week? Like, okay. And he's
whoa,
like,
hey.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it was really good. And I'm like, cool. And then there was like this awkward silence. And I'm like, should I do a plug session really
should
fast?
Should I say it right now? I tell him? He probably think you were so cool.
Yeah, I chose not to. Speaking of which, little story time at school time.
Did you find out what podcast it was?
No.
Because, I mean, there's a realistic chance that it was this one.
It could have been. He binge listened to all 50 all week. Episodes.
And he has no idea that it's you. Yeah. You'd have been his freaking hero in that moment.
You'd have flipped out and, yeah. You know.
Oh, my gosh! He's so much shorter in person.
We're so well known. It's unbelievable. I'd get recognized in Walmart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked about that last week. We get recognized in Walmart for lots of reasons.
But so I'm outside recess duty, and there's, you know, if by the way, some kid threw up today. Oh, disgusting. Okay.
Am I getting in trouble?
I've just been reminded of how disgusting that is.
Yeah, no, but, kids are gross.
Kids are gross, bro. Kids are gross.
Kids are gross. If you're a kid, clean up, man.
Throw up if you're a kid, okay? Jeez, seriously.
You gotta get your act together, okay? Can't just be gross all the time, all right?
Gosh. Sickos?
Yes, sicko.
So this girl comes up to me, and she's like, Matthew, like, come here, like, someone's hurt. So I'm like, uh-oh, like, boom, coming, Matthew. You know? The Boomer Matthew, and I'm
on
coming
his way.
And her like arm is like bloody, like her whole arm, and there's like little chunks in here because like in the back, you know, it's blacktop, so like people fall and trip on the blacktop all the time. They get scraped up, those little pebbles get stuck in their skin for a little bit, you know, not a great sight, not a great feeling. And her hands are all like bloody, and her forearms all bloody. I'm like, oh, like we gotta get you inside, gotta get you, you know, taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's like, it's called a prank. This is strawberry jelly. And they all started laughing, like, oh, dude, did I just get pranked?
Are you serious?
I did just get pranked. And so they pranked me pretty good.
It was strawberry jelly.
It was strawberry. But there's like called little chunks. Yeah. Ew. Oh, dang, man. I haven't pranked in a long time. So trick or treat,
that's like their sense of humor, though. Not I mean, obviously that's like a pretty typical thing to, like, you know, prank somebody, but I mean like the whole like
it's called a prank. Yeah. But I'm like,
well, because I mean, you know, you're also the guy who doesn't know any TikTok dances, so for all they know you're like 35.
Oh, fun fact, I also don't
did you learn one?
I kinda. They were making some TikToks, and they'd come join me. And like, I just got in there, started, you know, being goofy.
Just doing your thing, man.
I don't know. I tried to copy her as she was doing it, but I'm like, I don't know this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
hopefully, if I'm going through my For You page and I see me, I'll send it to you.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. But yeah, I need to get her back. I need to, you know, pull a prank on her now. So if you have any ideas, let me
know.
School appropriate. You know, I don't get fired.
Yeah. But get her fired. Gosh.
Yeah. Light her on fire. Genius. Genius.
Yeah.
Burn down the whole
school. Do not try this at home. Please. Yeah.
There's just, dude, funny stuff happens. I wish you were just working with me because there's some hilarious stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, but there's just one kid. Really fast before we start talking Halloween, I guess, again.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one kid who, he was like a first grader. He was like, you know, super small. And he starts like, you know, taking two like wood chips together, you know, and like kind of like, you know, trying to make a fire. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And
being dangerous.
And I'm like, hey, bro, like what's going on? Like, leave the wood chips like in the park, in the playground area.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm trying to make a fire. And I'm like, why? He's like, I want to burn down the school so I can run away.
Whoa!
I'm like, hey, buddy, I think we need to talk about this. And so if our school burns down,
certified school threat badge. Gosh. That actually reminds me. On one of my mini strolls, I was walking by an elementary school very close to my house. And I was kind of walking like along the, I mean, I was like on the side. I wasn't like on the premises.
The property.
I was like on the sidewalk or whatever. But it was like, you know, like just the way the road was, it was like perfectly parallel with like where the kids kind of were or whatever. And they were like out of recess or something. And I mean, why else would they? Okay. but they were kind of doing their thing. And as I was walking, I noticed I was like perfectly in line with this kid, could not see any feature about this child other than like a black zip-up hoodie, hood on, like black pants, all blacked out, like did not want any sort of color to be coming off, any sort of vibe, just like walking along, like right along the fence, like, so we're like, you know, we're pretty, you know, we're buds at this point, right?
Mm-hmm, best friends. Mafia.
And I'm just like, this kid is, because like everybody else is like, you know, they're all like grouped off and they're all like having a good time or whatever. And this kid is, I mean, I don't, you know, want to say like, oh, what a loser or whatever, but.
Don't say that.
Yeah, of course. No, but I was just like, man, like, is this like, they're like their super villain, like origin story right now? Like, like for years and years, they're going to think back to like these days when nobody would hang out with them at recess. And I was just like, I didn't want to say anything because like, first of all, that's creepy, but also because like, what do you even say? You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So you just like said that, and I was like, oh gosh, there were like a lot of kids going through some stuff, man.
Yeah,
but
that's like the Mega Mind backstory.
Yeah,
I was just like him at school. And
I was like, bro, like hopefully it's just like a today thing, and tomorrow we can try the friends thing.
Yeah, you should go back. You should go back and check on him.
See if he's doing, hopefully
doing well. Maybe sneaking. Because what was really funny was there
was this girl like coming the exact opposite way, and I mean she was like, I mean we all kind of knew somebody like this in like our own elementary schools, but I mean like compared to the kid that I'm talking, pink from head to toe, you know, whether it's like
polka dot,
I don't remember, yeah, exactly, probably something like that. I mean like a little, you know, accessory game was all, you know, cool, whatever. Coming like. I'm showing you. I can't show the listener, but I'm showing you. Coming like, oh, I can't because my
background. That's okay.
Anyways, coming like opposite ways, like about to cross with this kid who I've just decided in my own head is like a problem.
Is the Joker?
Yeah, probably. Soon to be.
Soon to be.
But I was like, this is going to be like a really terrible, like awkward interaction, isn't it? Because normally, like in my experience, I feel like those kind of kids are going to be like a little too overly outgoing. Not that this kid is about to like go and get herself like beat up or anything, but I just mean like it's going to be like a
get away from me, Sydney,
or like something really like, you know, like that type of situation. I was like, I don't want to be right here for this. Like, should I like cross the street or something? Like, this is weird. Yeah. But luckily they crossed, and I mean, you know when the tectonic plates, they like shift down in the ocean and just all of that is like released and like, like I felt that when they crossed. And I mean, nothing was said, nothing happened. But I was just like, I mean, the absolute opposite of worlds there just almost collided. And I felt it, man. So, I mean, really, moral of the story here is like, be nice to kids. Because, like, I know they're stupid or whatever.
And gross.
And gross. But, exactly. But they're just learning, you know? I mean, exactly. The only reason that not all adults, but some adults are not, like, stupid and gross is because we had to learn how to not be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it does not come naturally for most of us. But yeah, just be nice to people. And we'll see you next week.
And that's how we outro, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times.
That was like a solid 5 minutes of me like poking fun at some kid that I don't even know. That was not the intention of the story.
That's okay.
I just wanted to say like.
I wonder if
Boomer Matthew was here. I wonder if he would come save the day. I don't know.
I would probably say, hey, you want to come?
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man?
I probably
heard of my podcast.
Yeah, plug it. He's there. There's a lot of bad words being a lot of stoopy heads. There. A lot of stoopy heads.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of poo-poo faces. Mm-hmm.
No bad words on here.
Bad words on here. So I always have to say, hey, be nice.
Be nice, people.
I'm drop kicking you. Just kidding.
Or else I'm gonna start being not nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's something. Man. Anyways, what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say back to the Halloween questions here.
Oh yeah, are we doing that?
Were you the type to dress up for school? Like during Halloween time, like the day before or something?
I never preferred to, but I did for the greater fear of like showing up and not and having to deal with that judgment. Because I mean, as I've said before, well, I mean, I was saying this about high schoolers, but really children, people, honestly, but just inherently are just incredibly judgmental just because they don't know any better. And for me, I always kind of felt that pressure where I was like, I don't really want to wear my Carlos Boozer costume to school today. But if I don't, they're going to make fun of me and be like, what the crap are you doing in your normal clothes? I mean, they probably would have made fun of me anyways, been like, who the crap are you? Nobody's ever heard of him. And I've been like, you guys are dumb. I don't know.
I never dressed up. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, no, I've never.
Especially actually, like high school. Like, I do have
a bit of a story around this. I don't know if, I don't think I've told this on here. I might have told it to you. At some point I was gonna make a TikTok about it. So I mean I've told the story to pretty much everyone at this point. No, I'm just kidding. But my school, like my elementary school, I guess I had a few of those. The one that I spent the majority of my time at, there was a little floaty. we would do this thing, I don't know if you can relate, but we would do this thing around Halloween where like everybody would come in their costumes or whatever, and then like we would all get up. I don't know if it was like a class at a time, it was probably a grade at a time considering we were all in the same building, and we would all get up and we would go like walk around all the other classrooms in kind of like a parade type of thing. Like all the kids would just be chilling in class, and then like one grade would like come and walk through the whole school.
That's probably common.
Yeah. So we would do that, and like just to like show off our costumes or whatever. I don't know if there was any educational purposes, probably not. But sure, learned how to walk. And throughout this, they would play like Halloween music over the intercom, and one of the songs that they would play was that song called Somebody's Watching Me, you know? I don't want to sing it, but... I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'll put it in.
No, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going around in like TikTok. That's why I like... was like remembering of it.
Okay.
Yikes. But yeah, so that was always one of the there's a line in the song. Okay, sorry. There's a line in the song that's like it's like I'm afraid to wash my hair in the shower because I'm gonna like open my eyes and see somebody there, you know what I mean?
Oh, what?
And I remember hearing that as a young child, and that was the only part of the song that ever resonated with me. And I kid you not, to this day, every time I wash my hair in the shower, I have a 10% tougher time doing it because of little old Tayson listening to that song. And yeah.
I don't like that.
It's not a very heart. It's not a very heartwarming story, but it's.
Bro, can we just talk about.
It's my truth.
The Halloween music is just unnecessary.
It's just spooky, man.
You know, it's just stupid.
And now I'm
and
just
it's annoying,
I've,
dude.
I've grown up, and now I'm just all paranoid all the time because somebody's watching me in the shower. Creepo.
In the shower, let me tell you.
Not that fun to look at, you weirdos. Anyways,
especially in the shower. Let me tell you that.
Halloween music is a genre in and of itself. You got your Michael Jackson Thrillers. Da-da! Did you ever learn that dance? I feel like probably everybody.
I never
learned
it.
A bold claim, but there was a dance to that. I had to learn it. Couldn't give you one move, but I learned it at one
Michael
point
Jackson's
in time.
Michael Jackson's hard.
And a kind of, I'm sitting here now wondering, why what's the point?
Do, 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 do.
of like, sorry, I gotta make up for the lack of sound effects here.
I'll put them all in. Don't worry. Like, don't worry.
What's the point?
Like, we, out of all the things that we learn in school, why are we learning like dances? Like, I can play.
I don't
not,
know what you
not, not confidently, but I can probably trudge my way through Hot Cross Buns on the recorder for no reason other than I just was forced to learn it. Like, why? What are we doing? You know, but
that's the only thing I still I can.
I don't know how to do long division. So,
funny how things stick with you.
I know the Michael Jackson dance, but I don't. The
Monster Mash thing?
Yeah, I can do that, but I don't. I can't. Like, I don't know my times tables. Just kidding.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
Hot cross buns. Dude, recorders?
I don't even know what hot cross buns are, bro. What is that? Hotted buns.
Why did we all have to learn that? Like, what was the purpose?
That's what I'm saying. Why are we learning stuff like that?
It's fine, but like, why did all
in the same school as the as where parade. my paranoia started. the art teacher doubled as the music teacher, and she had like her own like giant trailer out behind the school.
Just we her warehouse.
We would all take turns in her little shack behind the school and whatever.
One person shack.
She would only let us go one at a time. I never understood it.
Now that I thought of it, there's like a cauldron that she was like, it was weird. Mm-hmm. Weird stuff in the shack.
Yeah.
Turns out she's homeless, not a teacher at all.
She faked it the whole time. Cool. But she had doubled as the art teacher. So at the same time that we were learning hot cross buns, we were also like painting rocks. So that's really cool. I remember there was I used to have these shoes that I don't know the brand of them. I don't know anything about them, but they were like just white, like just the whole not the whole shoe. I'm getting to that part. But they were just white, like just nothing crazy about them, but like the sole is that at the bottom. it was just like paint splatter, like bunch of crazy colors, da, 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 whatever. And we were doing this one assignment in this lady's shack, where we had to like
stray cats everywhere.
Yeah, where we had to like trace the
bottom jar of eyeballs.
We were. She's the witch from freaking what was that movie? Brave. All of a sudden, where we would have to like trace the bottom of our shoes and then like remake the sole of our shoe, like using like, you know, like drawing it and then like painting it, whatever. And everybody wanted to use my shoes because I just objectively had the coolest soles in the whole class or whatever.
How did they figure that out? Were you just showing off your soles, and, man?
Well, I mean, you could kind of see like, I don't have like a shoe next to me that I can demonstrate. But you could kind of see it poking out from underneath, you know? And I guess people just knew because I probably wore them every day because I probably thought they were the coolest thing that ever happened to me. And they were.
The Carlos Boozer costume. That's the
coolest. Oh, man. You should have been there.
You should reenact
But yeah. And I just remember like I don't even remember how long the like art period was or whatever, but just the whole time my shoes were gone. They were robbed from me and just getting passed around the whole class because everybody was like, not like the whole class, but like, you know, the select few kids that like wanted to do it that were not me. I was just like, what the crap do I do? Because I couldn't also trace my shoe and do it because my shoes were gone. So yeah, I had to kind of do my own thing for a sec. But yeah, moral of the story, we are taught some really stupid things as children, and that's why there are stupid people in the world, because you teach people stupid things, it makes them stupid. End of story.
Did you ever do
just kidding.
In the music, in this lady shack, in the music class,
I wish did I you ever knew have her name.
Those really those tubes that you like bang together and you're like,
yeah,
what were those called?
The What are they? They're like, aren't they like?
They have a name.
They're like boomwhackers.
Oh, they have the boomwhackers.
Probably making that up. No, I'm
the boomwhackers.
I'm gonna look it up. The boomwhackers, because boom they go whackers. Boom when you whack them, right? The boom. Yeah, boomwhackers, like the
Like the boing boing.
Yeah. A boomwhacker.
I can't believe you remember that, dude.
Is well, because I just sent you that TikTok like 2 weeks ago of that one teacher that was doing that song.
Oh yeah, bro.
A boomwhacker is a lightweight, hollow, color-coded plastic tube tuned to a musical pitch by length. Boomwhackers are used as musical instruments in the percussion family. They were first produced by Craig Ramsell in 1995. His company, Wacky Music, has now sold more than 4 million units. That was not helpful at all, but now we know.
Shout out to Craig, man.
Yeah, shout out to Craig. Big fan of your list.
What was the educational purpose behind that?
I don't know.
Well, I actually am very curious. I want to look this up, see if there's any evidence.
Why did we have to learn the recorder?
And it was always like in fourth grade, like third and fourth grade, that area.
Yeah. Like, is there seriously like a specified like cutout section of the curriculum where they're like, in third grade, students must learn how to use 6 instruments that freaking suck?
1, the boomwhacker. 2, the recorder. 3, the... what other musical instruments do we learn in school? That's all.
That's it. Okay.
I don't know. I can't find anything.
I have an answer. It's a bit long-winded, but if you know anything about Tayson, you know that I love long-winded answers. Okay, so the question was, why did we need to learn how to play Hot Cross Buns on the on the recorder, and how did it help our education?
Good.
And
that's a great
question. David, I'm sorry, David, I don't know how to say your last name. Ezel, former school orchestra director from 1969 to 2006. So, wow. I'm trying to figure out when I can stop so I don't have to read this whole thing. Millions of people are required to take algebra and calculus and trigonometry, and some of those millions will get through life just fine, only using their basic eighth grade math. There are millions of people who yearn for more chances to express themselves through the arts. Many people turn to the arts for joy during their leisure time. Not so many find the same joy in doing math and science in the evening after a hard day of work. So I think basically what he's saying is just like, we're trying to give kids a chance to like
express themselves outside of trigonometry lessons.
Shout out to Annabelle's homework by Alec Benjamin.
Taught that in elementary school?
I think probably when you're that young, you don't really like understand, you know, what that means basically. So the teachers are just kind of doing it inadvertently without like telling you like, hey kids, we're doing this so you can like have a chance to express yourself creatively or whatever. Like, I think it was just in an effort to find more of like a, like just an, like it's easier to teach a class of kids how to use a recorder than it is to say like a guitar, for an example.
That makes sense.
So I think between that and like boomwhackers or maybe like a xylophone.
That's a good one. Those little African drums. Did you ever do those?
Yeah. Little bongo action.
Little bongo.
I think it's just that where you can combine like easy enough for dumb kids to learn it, but also will like help them to like learn how to like harness skill and ability, and also to like,
well, now that I'm have
a little
it,
more fun and give I've... them a chance to express themselves. Because once, I mean, hey, once you get good enough, you start freestyling on the recorder.
You can go on the street and perform.
You
make get millions little of
boom
dollars. Whackers,
boom, boom. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about
make a let's, little
let's make
beat.
A yeah. Let's go yeah. downtown Salt Lake.
Check out my
boom whackers. There set up recorders.
There are people probably already doing that.
They probably still are. Yeah, making tons of money.
But hey, just I mean, some of the stuff you'll find. But
the corner on the jazz arena, we'll just play there.
That'd be a great spot for it. Did you? But I mean, this is stupid because. out of the people listening to this, we were probably the only two at that game. But did you check out, like, the whole thing they were doing outside? That was, like, a whole big...
Oh, I did. Yeah, we got there early. Did you?
Yeah, I didn't get there, like, super early, but I was enough to, like, kind of catch it.
I'm pretty sure there was just a band playing.
There was a band,
and yes. Then there was
professor. Like, a food truck situation?
Maybe. I didn't see any food truck. But you know who the professor is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
The professor.
Sorry, I thought that was kind of cool.
Funny for me for no reason. But yeah, shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is other than the professor.
Yeah. I mean, so I've seen tons of YouTube videos. On for sure. Like, dude, like, that's him right there. So yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's that guy.
He's kind of short, but hey.
Hey, yo, beat me 101 right now.
Yeah. And I think that was all. And then we just went in. I don't think there is.
Yeah, I tried not to linger too much, you know, because most of the attraction is, you know, going to end up being on the inside, being that that's the whole event or whatever. But there was a Mehmet Okur had like a, it was really hilarious. He had like a little like tent set up.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like on the side of things or whatever. Yeah. And I just thought it was hilarious because he's just such a big dude.
Did you go get
not a,
meet the Mehmet?
I went and kind of stood to like look at him, but I didn't like go get in line or whatever.
Okay you just
and let me just say, like, I don't get too close to like NBA players very often, and even then I wasn't like that close to him, but oh boy,
big boy,
I was happy to be there.
I liked our you know, our in-game conversations through Instagram.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh, that's Poku.
Dude. Holy crap. That's freaking Poku.
That's right freaking there. Poku, man.
Yeah. I mean, even, funny. Bro, like, Derek Favors seeing him back, bro. Crazy.
There was, like, lots of people I knew that went to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Johnny. Shout out Johnny. He's been in a couple stories here on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And,
but I didn't realize it was him because he was like coming up my aisle.
Yeah.
And he was passing me and he looked right at me and I'm like, just thought it was just some random guy.
Yeah.
And then I see his mom and like I was on his junior jazz team. Not his mom's junior jazz team. I was on his junior jazz team a couple of years ago. And so I recognized his mom. I'm like, yeah. Who? And then I like do a double take. I'm like, shoot, that was Johnny.
Yeah.
And, like he probably said hi to me and I didn't see it. And now I feel bad.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But anyway, shout out Johnny.
Man, huge shout out Johnny.
Huge shout out Johnny. Huge shout out Poku.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, even like, I guess this is what we're talking about now. So sorry, everybody who wanted a Halloween episode. But even like going to like that preseason game, I was like, bro, that's literally Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Like right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, but like when you get like cheap tickets all the way up at the top, they're like tiny, but you're like, hey, mm-hmm. they're still right there. Hey man.
Yeah, this is as close as I've ever been to a Finals MVP before. Crazy.
I've been closer to a Finals champion. Shout out Elijah Bryant, who's now in church.
Tough asterisk on that one.
Shout out. To end the thing, shout out Hawker's Buns and Recorders for teaching us music skills, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, How did we get there?
wouldn't be possible without us. Without that. Wouldn't be without possible us. Without us.
We are everything here.
We are the best. anyways.
Oh, man. Should we do some yays? Some yays of the days?
Oh, yeah.
To end the sode.
I guess we should.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Appreciate you sticking around to this point. If you have,
thank you. Oh,
we're not done. We're not over, but we're still just checking in. See how you're doing. Say hey.
It's like when you go out and hang out with friends, and your mom's like, "Hey, please come check back in at 10 o'clock." That's what we're doing right now. We're checking back in.
Yeah,
so we're gonna go back out now.
Yeah. Okay. See you later. but yeah, no. Yay the day. Gosh, sorry. Yay the day, what it is is every week Matthew and I mean that's like part of the cliche intro is like we try every week, but we've been good. We haven't missed one in like a long time.
Been good.
So yeah, we do it every week.
Shout out losers.
Idiots. It's this thing you freaking suck. It's this thing we like to do every week where we like point out some stuff that we're grateful for in life, but the main objective is to kind of shout out the underappreciated stuff, you know, the underdog. Shout out to that movie. That was one of the, I was listening back to that, and that was like that moment where we were like, did you see that movie? I laughed so hard, bro.
Yeah.
But no, we did. Yeah. So the point is kind of shout out stuff that you wouldn't normally think of. If you've listened to old episodes, you know the past examples, so I'm not going to go through all of them. But they're usually pretty wacky. Matthew, would you like to go first?
Okay. You can go first.
All right. My yay of the day. My yay of the day, Tayson, is it sitting right in front of me? So is it kind of a cheap thing? Yes. But do I care? No. My yay of the day this week is bobbleheads. I'm holding up this bobblehead. I'm holding up this bobblehead specifically because it supports
autism awareness.
And I think that's really cool because that's something we need to be aware about. And I think bobbleheads are really cool because this one specifically is really hilarious because it doesn't look like Joe Ingles, but like enough to where you can say like, oh yeah, sure, that's Joe Ingles. But I mean, they're doing him lots of favors on the full head of hair.
You can never get a bobblehead that looks exactly like it.
Yeah, no, but huge shout out to this. Obviously autism awareness, shout out to everything, you know, Joe and his family's doing for that. It's really incredible work. We have left the cafe. We are, oh gosh. Oh, why is he so sad?
Cause his head got bent, bro. Diarrhea would begin.
Greg Heffley is struggling.
Let's go, Greg, man.
Yeah, no, shout out to bobbleheads. I mean, they're a great way to keep, you know, to keep people close to you in the form of not real people.
I need like a
Carlos Boozer bobblehead is what I need.
That would be dope.
Because you have, I mean, I don't want to, I'm not saying you have like this grand big whole collection or whatever, but you definitely have a lot closer to a collection than I have. This is actually my first bobblehead. So I'm thinking I might, you know, start getting into that.
I have like 3 bobbleheads.
Yeah. So
beat that. Hey,
look it up. I'm trying. But yeah, shout out to this. Anyways, Matthew, your yay of the day, or should I say
my yay of the day goes to, you know, I mean, since we're on the subject, let's do it.
It's never bad to be grateful for something. All right. So it's always good.
All right. My yay of the day is the start and like start basketball season coming back. That's my other day. Since we're on the topic.
No, it is good. It is good. I honestly forgot.
Like, we went to the first Jazz game, and then I'm like, well, I forgot about the Kings game until like I got, and I'm like, there's a game tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, I thought that was just like a standalone thing they were just doing for random.
Yeah, it was just like it's just a one thing. Like, cool. Yeah. It kind of, you know, gotta get. Tomorrow, you season. Know.
But just, no, I mean, like, we're back. I mean, like, you know, you're starting to see like loads of stuff just pop up all over the place. You're like, wow, like it's really like back or whatever. And
it's back.
We're just getting into the swing thing. So I mean, very, very, very exciting. Shout out to the homies, man, doing their thing. 2-0, baby. About to be 3-0 come Tuesday.
Hey, don't jinx us this season.
I'm gonna watch it at my own house, so I won't.
Well, we know the random Todd curse, though. Sometimes we bring it up. Oh shoot! But hey, I think it's a new season,
bro. We've talked about him so much today. We're gonna miss the playoffs.
We're going 2-8.
We're going 2-80, bro. No. Man, that was my first thought when. Because, like, that Kings game was – oh, gosh, we're still talking about him. that Kings game, you know, it was kind of coming down to the wire, and I was like, it's like, hey man, it's okay, we can still win 81 games. We can still make history. But we pulled that out, which, by the way, I mean, I don't know how deep we're getting into this. That was a very fun thing to watch. Shout out to the whole thing. But I mean, like, from like a perspective of like, we won.
yeah.
But no, I mean, it was a roller coaster of an experience for sure. To say that, wow, Tayson, you look really nice in that outfit today. And then I was going to say, thanks. And then I was going to slap it right back to you. And I was going to say, Matthew, you look really great today too.
Thank you. You stole
the word. Of course. And that's welcome all to I have Run to Talk. Say today. If you want to hear a couple of white boys just compliment each other for an hour and a half, come listen to our podcast. It's a really fun time.
Oh man.
The episode's over. Go home. Leave. We're friends at this point. We're just talking. Anyways, appreciate y'all listening to season 2, episode 41 of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Tayson. That other voice you've been hearing this whole time is Matthew. We hope you enjoyed our stupid little rants about spiders and candy and recorders. Hopefully you can relate to some of that stuff. And next week, we are going to be back on YouTube with a special guest.
Ooh.
The rumors are true, but we can't confirm just who yet. So definitely come back next week for a special guest and a YouTube episode. Because those are always so fun to do, so fun to make, and we hope you enjoy them. Be sure to go check out the description of this episode to read a lovely passage written by yours truly, Matthew Jepson. And at the very bottom of it, there's a friendly little link that you can click, and you can leave a little voicemail.
It's very friendly. It will not bite you.
And you can say almost whatever you want. I say almost, but I imagine most of you are pretty reasonable with how you go about things.
You're the kid in the fence in all black, don't leave us on
listen, brighter days are coming. What's that thing? It's like, it's not a bad life. It's just a bad day. We're good. Light at the end of the tunnel. We're chilling. Faith in the future. We're all good. And hey, you know, if you're in a place, shout out to season 1, motivational time. if you're somewhere and you're chilling up against the fence, just know that there's something
you're
coming
gonna be
for
talking
you.
On an episode.
I didn't want to say there's gonna be some creepy dude on the other side of the fence waiting for you, but then I also didn't want to say Matthew's gonna come save you in his little vest. And so I couldn't really figure out what to say there. But just know
will come with her pink outfit and save you.
But she won't just run by you all ignorantly. She will come and talk to you and be your friend. Hey, listen. You gotta accept the love, you know what I'm saying? She can come up to you, but you gotta be like, yeah, you know what? I will come hang out with you, you know? You can't just shove people off. Anyways, what are we doing here?
What a wild episode.
What a wild episode indeed. Hey man, Halloween just gets me in a funk, I'll tell you that much.
Shout out month of October. Very first October episode.
We're coming to a close, yeah.
First October, September. So go listen to all of them. I think they're some of our best so far. And
we've been having some fun
next, baby.
Lately. We've been doing our thing. Stay tuned for November. Gonna be super duper duper fun. Go check out last week's episode if you haven't. I mean, like Matthew just said, go check out, you know, the past couple of ones. We've been having a lot of fun here recently. We've been getting up to some shenanigans, that's for sure. If you would like, go check us out on our socials at Random Talk Podcast on Instagram, at Random Talk Pod on TikTok, and pretty sure that's where we are.
Yep.
What else do you do? Oh yeah, follow us on like Spotify, Apple, wherever you are, so you don't miss an episode. And yeah. I really feel like I had something else to say.
Appreciate the love, so baby. Bad. Is it the be nice to people piece? are we still?
Well, I mean, there's always that, but I just, oh man, I felt like there was something that's gonna bother me. I'm gonna have to wait till next week. Yeah, no, I think that's it. Actually, before we go, I just want to say really quickly, I've had a bit of a, I'm not like gonna get into it because we're ending the episode, but like there was a kind of thing in my family over the weekend where somebody wasn't being very safe, and now they're kind of in like a bit of a sticky situation with the whole like, you know, being really sick thing. And we just want to say, like, as a fully vaccinated podcast, we just want to encourage you to, like, in everything that you do, just try to be as safe as possible, because although like we want everything to be normal and we want that sense of normalcy and we want everything just to go back to normal, we have to, like, you know, take the right steps to get there. We can't just like all of a sudden be there, you know what I'm saying? So please be safe. If you can't get vaccinated, and please be very, very nice to people, and really everything. Don't like animals, the trash when you're taking it out, be nice to it.
Don't just burn down the school.
Just live a life of dignity and respect, and we will see you next week, Matthew. One word, all you got.
Bobble.
Head. Okay, bye. See ya.